Sean Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Travis Tannehill, Mitch Fortner with you this afternoon on the game. According to the ESPN Football Power Index, their, I guess, football version of the RPI, fairly easy way to explain that. They have Baylor as the team with the best chance to win the Big 12. 37.4% chance that in computer simulations, the Bears win the Big 12 Conference. TCU second at 36.9. Oklahoma is third at 16.1%. So it's a narrow margin. But despite the fact the Baylor-TCU game is being played in Fort Worth this year, Baylor has a better chance to win the conference. Now, that is explained by the fact that the Bears have to play just four road conference games, and one of those is at KU. Meanwhile, TCU plays five Big 12 road games. So even though TCU gets Baylor at home, the idea there would be better chance that Baylor is able to rip through the rest of that schedule undefeated.
And I don't know how they use all of these numbers, but I would be willing to bet that the computers factor in something that we've talked about a lot, which is how fortunate TCU was last year with their turnover margin and the ball just bouncing their way a lot. I think that the computer would probably say, if all else is equal and give the ball
in
their
a
way.
Vacuum.
Yes, let's go with that. In a vacuum. And that's probably one of the reasons that Baylor gets the nod here, just by a couple of percentage points.
Plus, Travis just told us not that hard to play at TCU.
No, I mean, you look at TCU Stadium versus, shoot, I mean, Baylor's not the toughest place to play, but
it's different now than what it was when you were there.
It's improving, and, you know, they've put some money in there. You know, their fans are getting behind their team more and more each year. But, no, TCU's a smaller capacity, I mean, maybe 40,000, maybe 45.
Mitch, could you look up A&G
Carter Stadium? I believe 45,000.
Could you look up the capacity of A&G Carter Stadium?
Yeah,
I think it is in the 40s.
And, you know, it's just not a very rowdy crowd. I mean, you know, K-State holds, you know, just a little bit more than that, nothing too crazy. And our fans, you know, we hear from players throughout the country that K-State's one of the toughest places to play. So, you know, it's just the level of intensity and the level of, I don't want to say passion, because I'm sure their fans are great fans, but, you know, getting rowdy and getting a little nasty is just not part of their game plan, apparently. So, yeah, TCU's not the toughest place to play. Although it's very nice. The stadium's very nice, and they did a good job. What do we got, Mitch?
The official capacity is 50,000.
Well,
sub 45.
They don't put that
definitely
in
on the it's still on the smaller side of things in college football for sure, and the Big 12. Are you with me? Do you like Baylor? Who would you pick to win the conference? Well, I guess we talked so much about K-State, we never really asked you about the rest of the league.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably pick Baylor just because I'm not a huge fan of Boykins. I mean, I think he's had a good year. I don't think he's great. But, yeah, I'm taking Baylor if you force me to put some money on it. And especially with, you know, TCU or Baylor basically has three non-con games when you take out KU. I mean, that's huge. That's very, very huge. And so, yeah, I'm with the computers on this one. I'll take Baylor.
Phil Steele has A&G Carter Stadium listed at 45,000, by the way. So that's what I thought it was this whole time. I don't know where Mitch got his, but it's
sure
definitely
the internet. We can blame the internet.
Yeah, you
don't shoot the messenger.
I was there last year. You can't put 50,000 in that place. You really can't.
Well, the record attendance is 50,300 or so back in 2009.
So they have done it.
2009.
So they have put 50,000.
Not while they've been in the Big 12, they haven't.
Technically, they've still done it. It was against Utah. So it was Mountain West days.
And they haven't done it since because the fire marshal showed up and told him to stop it.
Yeah. Maybe it was one of those concerts where they put chairs on the field.
Yeah, there you go.
That's how they're getting that.
At 5:10, we'll ask Travis about our conversation we had yesterday about who the most underrated player on the Cats in 2015 is. See if he agrees with me on Travis Britz. Next, though, we've got Get Fit here on the game.